Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big, get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. We have Mateen as my guest co-host, and our guest today is Gabriel Menken. So Gabriel, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
My name is Gabriel Menken. I am the CEO and co-founder of Blue Ribbon Bags. I live on the Upper East Side of New York City. I am born and raised on the Upper East Side. I went to high school here. I have two children, twin boys that are 10 years old. So there are three of me, which is very cool, who live with me on the Upper East Side. And I'm here to talk about Blue Ribbon Bags.
Awesome. So can you tell us more about what Blue Ribbon Bags is all about and how you got the idea for it?
Absolutely. Blue Ribbon Bags produces the most desirable handbags on earth. Do you believe me? I'm just kidding. We don't really do that. Blue Ribbon Bags is the world's solution to lost luggage. Yes, that is true. I'm not joking. Whenever I tell somebody that we find lost luggage, the first comment I always get is, really? Yes, really. We find lost luggage. So the way it works is for a $5 service fee, which is per person per round trip, Blue Ribbon Bags will protect every bag you take on the airplane. In the event your bag is mishandled by the airline, meaning not delivered to its final destination, we cover only loss, no theft, no damage. Blue Ribbon Bags will track and expedite the bag's return. We will send you real-time email, SMS, WhatsApp messages regarding the status of your bag. And that comes, by the way, in really real time. So our information will come faster and more accurately than any other source in the world, including the airline. And any bag that we are not able to facilitate the return to the final destination airport within 96 hours, we will issue a $1,000 satisfaction guaranteed payment per bag. So the $5 service fee is per person, no matter how many bags you lose, and the $1,000 satisfaction guaranteed payment is per bag. And we cover every flight everywhere in the world. We are providing a service, which means that our payouts are in addition to any insurances, airline payouts, or any other, you know, interesting stuff you have going on.
So,
and by the way, we don't keep your luggage either. So if your bag shows up at any point after the 96 hours, I'm not interested in your dirty underwear, whatever's in your suitcase. You get to keep your bag and the money.
Awesome. So I'm assuming that you probably had a bad experience with the lost bag. Is that how you got this idea?
Believe it or not, you're right on the money, except it wasn't me. Donnie Levine, actually was the one who had the very bad experience. If I remember correctly, he was on a flight, or he was in Russia. So Donnie actually used to be in the diamond business. And he's a longstanding family in the diamond business. My family actually was from the diamond business too, coincidentally, which is, I guess, a little bit how we met. But Daniel was flying from Russia and got a call to fly to China to meet with a very, very, very big retailer. One of those meetings you kind of wait for your whole career, and you kind of get on the next plane and go. He got on the next plane, he went, he got to China, and his bag did not show up. Now, to a normal person in China, you know, you go, you buy some clothes, you go to your meeting, moves on. At the time, you know, Dan's in, you know, very good shape and very healthy. But at the time, I think he was on the larger side and had a little bit of trouble finding clothes that fit appropriately, and ended up going to a meeting with the largest retailer in China wearing dirty sweatpants and a t-shirt that was probably stained a few times over. He was not able to secure money. He was not able to find out where his bag was. He literally was in the dark for all of this time. And sat there for a little while, and I guess ultimately thought there's got to be a better solution than this. And so he actually spent a number of years developing a business plan of thought, things of this nature. A number of years later, he and I met, and he approached me, and to be very open with you, he came to me. I'd like to think he knew what he was doing and had a good nose for it. But he ultimately came to me and, you know, kind of pitched me this thought and this idea, and told me that he was sure that I was the right partner for him. And, you know, I to be honest with you, I have no idea how he knew. We weren't that good of friends. We'd only met a couple times. And we were in Hong Kong at a diamond show. At the time, I was working in real estate, selling commercial condominiums for a very large developer here in New York City. My last project was the Diamond Tower on 47th Street, which is why I was in Hong Kong at a diamond show to sell commercial condominiums. And so the way it works is at the end of the show in Hong Kong, everyone from New York stays up all night because you get on a flight in the morning for like 18 hours, right? And you want to like be able to sleep most of it off. So everybody stays up all night, you know, figuring out what to do until you get on the plane. And so it was actually a September show, and it was the opening day of football 13 years ago. And we're both big football guys, and we were at the only bar in Hong Kong that plays American football called the 109. And Donnie and I sat down, and he sat down with me at this bar. I didn't even know him that well. I kind of wasn't sure why he was in my ear during football, you know, he pitched me this idea. He was sure that we were going to be perfect. I kind of listened to him at first, and I was like, I have no idea what this guy's talking about. I don't know anything about this stuff. It took me a bunch of months to, you know, I'm one of those people who doesn't do anything a little, you know, a New York City, you know, kind of nutcase. And so I spent the next bunch of months like obsessing over insurance and bags and travel and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And eventually I kind of came back however many months later. And to make what could be a very, very long story short, you know, 12 or 13 years later, I guess we're the best in the world at finding lost luggage. I suppose that's a weird thing to be the best at, but hey, it's working out very nicely.
So if somebody wanted to use your service, what does that look like? I mean, is it, you know, show up when they're booking a flight? Like, you know, what do those partnerships look like? So it's like, you know, I mean, how do people like even find out that you exist?
So we are a B2B business. We work with anybody who surrounds the travel experience. So online travel agencies like, you know, the Cheapo Airs of the world, you know, so we cover every flight everywhere in the world. So right now we have, you know, more than 400 online travel agencies worldwide who sell our product. You know, when you get into the checkout path after you choose your flight, there's that little box that goes, hey, you want to protect your luggage for $5? That's us. And so we have like 400 of those. We work with travel agencies all over the world. So travel agencies, because of the cheap price point, and by the way, we're a revenue share model with everybody. So, you know, we split it with everybody. And so, you know, those guys will, you know, how much can a travel agent kind of work into their offering? You know, to really offer you something meaningful that you care about, you know, without it kind of intruding on the price and making a thing out of it. And so it works. So they include us in a lot of their packages, some of the largest travel agencies in the world. You know, that's a really good business for everybody because, you know, when a travel, so an OTA, an online travel agency, they love it because we have like the highest attachment rate, I think, like in the history of online travel. So those make, you know, a ton of money on us. And it's like a great thing to have there, right? And they can, and, you know, for an OTA, our product is the same for everybody, right? Like, so for an OTA to put you up on their site, one of the problems with ancillary products are limitations, geographic limitations, who they can sell it to, how they can sell it to. Blue Ribbon Bags is the same for everybody. It's the same $5. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, tall, short, yellow, black, brown, and, you know, whatever place you're going to in the world, that makes absolutely no difference. It's always $5. So the ROI for them is very good because, you know, they can keep our product on every single page and offer it to everyone. So it's really a money play for those guys. But the fact that the service is really good and you know, most online travel agencies will tell you, you know, nobody ever complains about these guys, which is great for us, you know, is a really good thing. And then on the travel agency side, you know, when you book through a travel agent and you lose your luggage, you know, it's really crappy, right? And like the first person you call is the travel agent. You're like, you booked me on this, you know, stupid flight and I lost my bag. You got to find it for me, travel agent. And then the travel agent spends 3 days like looking for a bag on the phone with an airline that they have no idea how to find. And they've now like not booked travel for 3 days. They're incredibly frustrated. They're afraid they're going to lose the customer. And like everybody's like all, you know, up in arms. And so we are able to kind of solve that problem for both sides at the same time, which makes working us into, you know, that package really good. And actually, about a year and change ago, Donnie, another, you know, travel agencies were a good business for us, but we were really kind of duck on the bigger guys. So the really big guys, you know, they have integrations, they have this, they have ways of kind of working you in. We had a lot of problem with the smaller guys because, you know, it was kind of a pain in their ass to book us one at a time. And, oh, but I'm sorry, I forgot. Sometimes I forget I'm on a podcast. But
no, Jake, it's fine. You could swear on our podcast.
Sorry. Yeah, no. Okay. You're sorry. I don't have a lot of experience here. So, and so, you know, when, oh, now I lost my train of thought. I felt bad that I said something I shouldn't have said. Mm-hmm. Oh, and so, you know, he came up with this brilliant idea of, you know, what about a subscription-based program, right? So that these guys don't have to think about it. So that's taken off like wildfire. And so now we've got, you know, hundreds and thousands of these small agencies all subscribing to give it to every one of their customers at once. It was a next level genius idea, which, you know, when you have a partner like that happen all the time. And so, you know, it's one of the joys of my career that I get to execute on all these great ideas. And so, you know, a lot of people say, oh, wow, you must be great at executing. I go, I got to be honest, when the idea is that good, it's not that tough. So, you know, it's a really good partnership and opportunity, and it works very well. You know, we also work with travel insurance companies, so we don't provide insurance, but, you know, a travel insurance product, especially over the course of the last bunch of years since COVID, you know, they're really concerned about three things, right? One, if you get sick while you're on the road, am I out of pocket? Is it going to be easy? Am I going to get, you know, a good network? Or two, if I have to cancel this trip, God forbid, for whatever's going on, you know, is it going to be easy to cancel? Am I going to be able to do it? And am I going to get everything back? And three, what if my shit goes missing and who's going to, you know, who's going to be dealing with that? And so, you know, when COVID happened and then last summer, the lost luggage crisis in Europe, you know, it made us incredibly popular with the travel insurance companies because they don't, you know how to find lost luggage. And it's kind of not enough to issue some obscure payment that you're probably never going to pay anyway. And so they've managed to figure out how to work our service into a lot of their policies. And so now we have, you know, tons of travel insurers that are using us too. We have airlines that are now, you know, selling us in their checkout paths, you know, now that they're commanding a ton of direct traffic, you know, from the consumers, right? Kayak is now sending you to, you know, direct to the airlines instead of to the, you know, smaller OTAs in the world. So they want to make the ancillary revenue. So that's a good thing for us. And, you know, I think there's no better kind of testament to how good you are when an airline kind of has you in their checkout path going, hey, you should really buy this for $5. These guys probably do it better than we do, which is really cool, by the way. Then we have credit card companies. They, you know, work us into, you know, an added benefit to the card. So, you know, every ticket you book with your Chase Sapphire card, just an example, because I have one, I just use it. You know, you automatically have blue ribbon bags for any flight that you book. So, you know, and then we have some really cool stuff that's like way out of the box. We have a telecommunications company in India that every time you go and activate roaming, you get blue ribbon bags automatically because you're probably checking luggage, right? That was like so awesome. We have another partner called Siraj Shah, very, very smart guy. He actually sold an enormous business in the diamond business also, which is how we knew him. And then he kind of a few years ago, you know, joined us full time, and he's decimated the Indian and Middle Eastern markets and created some crazy stuff there. I got to be honest, I wouldn't have thought to add us to roaming packages in a million years. And I got to be honest, those are my favorite deals because it's like, you know, when you start this, we knew Expedia, Liberty Travel, right? Because we're all from New York. We knew Zelle Travel. We had a partner, right, called Barry Lieben who owned that company. And, you know, that's one of the ways we kind of moved. We knew, you know, like four people. And so, you know, it was always like, we'll sell it here. We'll sell it here. We'll sell it here. It'll be great. Right. And, you know, we'll work out great. And then one day it's like, hey, you want to be part of roaming packages? And everyone kind of looks at each other and goes, yeah, we do. That was our idea too. We were just going to say that, you know, you kind of take credit for everything just to make sure you don't look like it's sort of a brand new thing, but believe it or not, it's, you know, those are like the best. You know, we're starting to work now with hotel booking companies where, you know, 48 hours before check-in to 48 hours before checkout for the $5 will cover any flight you take in the middle, and really cool stuff like that. So to be honest, you know, I think one of the things I love the most about this business is that it grows in every direction all the time. Like there new shit comes out of nowhere all the time. Like when we have our sales meetings here and I listen to a guy go, dude, we're about to get a deal with a bus company out of Europe who 90% of their pickups are out of the airport in this car rental company. And I'm like, yes, car
rental. That's awesome. Company.
So, you know, it's very cool because lost luggage is like a really big deal, you know, especially now with what's happened in the last few years. And, you know, we're growing in a million different directions and, you know, cool stuff comes up all day. You know, the AirTag thing was a really big deal for a while. Everyone's like, oh, put an AirTag in your thing. And, you know, that turned into, you know, AirTags are only good until you lose your bag. That was a really good. You know, thing we know one day, you know, it's you're infinitely more frustrated when you know your bag is and nobody can move it. And so you're calling the airline like 4 million times being like, well, my bag is here. And they're going, yeah, I get it. So, you know, it's a lot of moving parts to what we're doing. It's all very cool. But, you know, that's right now the lost luggage business. When you sell something for $5, you got to sell a lot of them. And so for us, you know, there's nobody we won't work with, big, small, or otherwise. Anybody surrounding the airport experience, you have some cool idea that we haven't thought of, we're open to trying it with you. Why the hell not? You know, and if somebody loses their bag, we're pumped. You know why? Because this is the only thing we do. We have a one-item menu, but our menu is
awesome. So speaking of cool ideas, have you looked into or are currently adding artificial intelligence or machine learning to add more value and improve the customer experience?
The buzzword of the year, artificial intelligence. You're not getting through a podcast without hearing that at least twice. The answer is that believe it or not, we actually started a new company recently called TripAd, which is like an ancillary marketplace for services like Blue Ribbon bags to be aggregated into like one vault that's ultimately being sold on online travel agencies kind of in one dynamic API. It's a very cool company, by the way. It's about to launch on its first few OTAs, and that company is about to make very, very big waves, and we can do another podcast about that one day if you want. That said, that product has a huge element of AI involved in it because we have such a big vault full of shit, you know, that we want to offer you, that the artificial intelligence takes who you are, where you're going, you know, whatever information about you, and then it pulls the five products that you're most likely to buy and it offers them to you in a bundle. And so you can buy it in a bundle, you can buy it a la carte. It's that product is super, super cool. And that was also, by the way, a very cool story. I could go on for hours about that, but TripAd does have a huge amount of AI in it. I think when it comes to BRB, I'll be honest, right this minute, we're not kind of working the AI into it just because I don't know that we found kind of the right niche to use it. And you know, our process and how we do these things is very kind of straightforward and has been this way for a while. And sort of, you know, the lost baggage process hasn't evolved all that much on the airline side, at least not for the last however many years. So, you know, I don't necessarily know that artificial intelligence right this minute is the right word. I would say that we are always improving the way we operate to streamline it as much as possible and you know, always making sure things are moving as fast as we can and the updates are going out great and the ability to narrow and zero in on bags and narrow down possibilities. This always exists.
But what about like for customer service? Like you have this, you know, 90.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you know, you have people responding like, you know, right away. So I don't know if you've thought about that, you know, because they're like, you know, 24/7, like high level, you know, chatbots working with your customers.
So believe it or not, TripAd purchased a company in Lithuania that had an AI-based chatbot. And so that was IP that we acquired, and we're actually in the middle of kind of integrating that into a lot of the things that we do. And we have integrated that into the BRB platform in a bunch of different ways. You know, but I got to be honest, for customer service, that's the most important part of what BRB does. When you lose your stuff, you're pissed, man. There's no other way to say it other than these people are really pissed. And they're pissed at the world, right? Like they're pissed at us because we haven't found their bag, you know, 10 seconds faster than we did. And they're pissed at the airline for losing it. They're pissed that they don't have their stuff. They're pissed that they have to deal with it in the first place. These people are just angry. And, you know, when you're angry, and rightfully so, by the way, and our job is to minimize the anger as much as possible. So imagine if you're really angry and then you reach out to a company like us and you get some automated AI chatbot response, it's going to send you through the fucking roof, right? Like you're going to be like, I don't want to hear this. I want to talk to somebody. Like I want an answer, something with some meat in it, right? Like something that's going to tell me that you're actually doing something, and it's not some like, you know, AI chatbot from God knows where in the world that's giving me some, you know, boilerplate response. So I think in the bigger picture of things, we've incorporated it at times. I would say it's more on the purchase side than anything else. I think that on the, you know, in the customer service side, I think we kind of try and stay away from that just because, you know, like I said, we're looking to reduce your level of frustration as much as possible, not add to it. And so I think that, you know, like I said, once you lose your shit and you're like looking for somebody to answer you and you get some automated response, I think your inclination is probably to punch your screen.
I mean, like the way I see it, at least like for your business, like if, for example, like Amazon, right? Like they have both, right? So there are certain things you can click on these options. So like, you know, you don't need to talk to somebody. That's like half of it. And then eventually, like, if you want to talk to somebody, you can, but it saves them lots of money because like they're not, they don't need, you know, there are certain things that they can handle without like an actual live person. If that makes sense.
I think those guys, yeah, I get it. On Amazon, you're shopping, right? Like it starts as what should be a pleasurable experience. And if you're shopping because you need to get yourself out of a crappy experience, you know, the idea that you're shopping through and looking through the various like things and you have your options and all that, that's something nice, right? Like going shopping is fun, right? And I think that's cool. And so, you know, something there kind of on the side being like, oh, I'm, you know, somebody might help me, you know, choose this product or this product. Okay, makes sense. You know, if Amazon stole your money, for example, okay, or like didn't send you a product or stole your money or charged you 15 times or did something that was really bad by accident, obviously, and you know, you then needed to resolve it and got a, hey, I'm an AI-based chatbot, how can I help you? You'd be like, yeah, no thanks, right? So,
well, yeah, I think at least like for me, like when I've had to like go and return something, because that's not a pleasant thing. Like, I'm annoyed I got the wrong thing, and you know, I've been able to do it. Like again, I mean, obviously, you know, I think it just depends. But yeah, just like an interesting thought that I, you know,
Listen, Amazon also is such a big company. They're so good about returns because let's be honest, right? Like most of the time when you order something on Amazon, you're keeping it for the returns. I'm imagining the percentage of returns is way smaller than the amount of purchases. So it's in their interest, just make it as easy as humanly possible.
Right, right.
And so, you know, that kind of makes sense. But yeah, I think AI, as much as I think it's cool, and, you know, like I said, I'm now the owner of an AI-based chatbot that I deal with kind of every day. In the BRB side, I think I like to keep it person to person as long as I can.
Awesome. So what is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Oh, that's a loaded question. In the bigger picture, well, I would say there's two answers to that, right? There's the smaller picture and the bigger picture. The biggest advice I wish, you know, that I had gotten in the beginning was, you know, no matter how much you prepare for rain, it's going to rain more than the forecast. And so, you know, whatever preparations you think you're making, double them, triple them, and, you know, be always as conservative as possible. You know, and on the other side of things, I you know, we did get this idea, and I think we lived true to it for a long time, and we still do, you know, but I think in the bigger picture of things, you know, never letting anyone tell you no, make sure you examine every opportunity. You know, in this world, I'm a big believer that you make your own luck and you have to know what opportunities to take and what not to. And, you know, as the owner of a business and, you know, as the person responsible for keeping the lights on and all those things, it's your job to take risks, but it's your job to make sure that you listen and look at every opportunity that comes your way and not just pass it by because you think it may not fit. Because you think it may not fit in your, you know, particular model that second. The business is there to evolve, right? Like they say, rules are meant to be broken, right? So I always tell my guys here, my job is to make the rules, your job is to break them, right? And then we refix them and move on and evolve and all that stuff. So, you know, I think the rain thing would probably be my immediate answer. You know, no matter how much you think it's going to rain, I promise, it's going to double or triple what you think it will, and you got to be prepared for it.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing the best way to get in contact with you or your company website?
BlueRibbonBags.com. You can reach us there anytime, 24/7. Somebody will answer you, and you know, we're always in contact because we are finding bags 24/7, 365. So somebody's always there to, you know, see how we can help.
Awesome. Gabriel, thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure chatting or rooting for you and wishing you the best of luck with your new venture as well.
Thank you very much. The pleasure was mine. We appreciate you having us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Bye.
All right, guys. Take care.